بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك، يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Salam alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. Stay with us through the program. We'll teach you how to recite the Holy Quran correctly and efficiently. Here with us, we have Brother Muhammad Reza. Salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum.
In this program, we'll recite Surah Kafirun, and Brother Muhammad Reza will talk about some tajweed points and this surah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For today's session, this session is in fact the continuation of the previous lesson, which was about the mudud, the meds, the lengthened vowels, and we only had time to cover two types of med, the muttasil and munfasil, and we didn't have time to give examples of these type of meds. There's a third type of med. It's called madul lazim. And the causative of this med is a sukun or tashdid. For example, we have a word, dhalin. In this word, the alif maddi, which is an alif, which is preceded by fatha, and this alif is followed by a letter that has a tashdid on top of it. So because of this tashdid, which is actually a sukun, which is a letter with a sukun followed by the same letter with a haraka, we have to increase the duration of this vowel, this long vowel, to six vowel counts, six beats. And of course, the vowel count depends on the speed of the reciter, the speed that the reciter is reciting at. And if we're going to recite at a faster pace, this six vowel counts is going to be directly affected, influenced, than if we were to recite at a slower pace. And there's also one more thing that I forgot to mention. We said that this madul lazim has two causatives. One is tashdid and one is sukun. An example of a word that has madul lazim, which is caused by sukun, is in the word al-ana. So this word has to be, the duration of the mad has to be extended to six vowel counts. Now I'm going to give some examples of all of these types of mad in the following phrases, okay? So I'm going to read the phrases, and you can repeat after me if you
okay.
want. Sha'a.
Sha'a.
Ji'a.
Ji'a.
Su'i.
Su'i.
So we extended the duration of these vowels, these long vowels, to four vowel counts because they're mad muttasil. And as we said, we have the option to either extend these type of mads, mad muttasil, to four counts or five counts.
But if we go on to six, it's wrong, right?
It's wrong, yeah. We're not supposed to, unless we want to stop on that word. But if we're going to continue, if we're going to recite continuously and not stop on that word, then we have to either prolong that this med to four or five vowel counts. Radda.
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 So in this word, we have a madul lazim, which is the vowel count, the duration of the lengthening has to be six vowel counts, okay? And now another word. Yasin.
This was six, right?
Six, yeah, this was six because the scene, which is a scene, ya and noon sakin, the noon of the scene of the word scene has a sukun on top of it. So we said that matul lazim has two causatives. One of the causatives is tashdid, and another one is sukun. So because of this sukun, we have to increase the duration to six vowel counts. Now another word that has matul lazim. Hajja.
Hajja.
Yushaqi.
Yushaqi.
Wara'a.
Wara'a.
Yadhi'u.
Yadhi'u.
Tabu'a.
Tabu'a.
Dallin.
Dallin.
Hunafa'a.
Hunafa'a.
Al-haqqa.
Al-haqqa.
Alif lam ra.
Alif lam ra.
يحادون
يحادون
شركاء
شركاء.
Okay, so these were some of the examples of words that have the different types of mad.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Welcome back. In this part of the program, we'll recite Surah Kafirun, and Brother Muhammad Raza will mention the tajweed points of this surah. Now, let's listen to the famous reciter Sa'd al-Qamidi reciting Surah Kafirun.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم.
Okay, now let's recite Surah Kafirun. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun.
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ
لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ
لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد
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 ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم
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 ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد
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 لكم دينكم ولي دين
لكم دينكم ولي دين
لكم دينكم ولي دين
لكم دينكم ولي دين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Okay, in this surah, in each verse, except for the last verse, we have Maddul Munfasil. That means in the first five verses, we have either one Maddul Munfasil or two Maddul Munfasil. For example, in the first verse, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. On the Ya, we have a Maddul Munfasil. Even though you might think that the Ya أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, the Ya is part of the word, but in reality, this Ya is not part of the word. Ya is a word, it's like an interjection. It's like, hey, oh you. Ya means oh. So it's not part of the word, it's a separate word. Although it's written as if it's one word, but it's actually two words. That's why this is Maddul Munfasil. So don't confuse this with Maddul Muttasil. So in this Ya, we have the option to elongate this Ya. Either two vowel counts, normal matl tabi'i, which is also called qasr, that means to shorten the length of a mad, or four counts or five counts. We try to elongate this mad and all the other mad munfasils in this surah to four counts. But of course, you have to be very precise and you have to be very careful that all of them have the same length. For example, it shouldn't be in a way that, for example, on one word, the Maddul Munfasil is four counts, and on another word, the Maddul Munfasil is five. They all have to be the same.
You recited them with five counts, right? Or four?
I think, yeah, five counts.
Five.
Yeah.
Could five. You recite the verse with five counts again for our listeners?
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لا أعبد ما تعبدون. So, and in the second verse, on the first word, لا أعبد ما تعبدون, we have another mad munfasil. And if we were to extend this mad to four mad munfasil to four counts, we have to apply the same rule to this لا as well. So, in the previous verse, the first Maddul Munfasil in this surah, we prolong the duration of the Mad to five counts. Therefore, in this verse, we have to prolong this Mad to five counts as well. In the third verse, we have two Maddul Munfasils. One is on the Wala, on the word, the second word, La, and another one is on the word Ma A'budu. So we have two Mad Munfasil in the third verse of Surah Al-Kafirun. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. Okay, for the fourth verse, I'm going to ask you, Brother Murtaza, where are the mads in this verse? Where are the mads in this verse?
It's on the law. وَلَا
وَلَا أَنَا
عَابِدُ مَا عَبَدُ.
Right. Yeah, so there's only one mad. And the type of mad is munfasil in this verse. It's a disjunct mad. And we have to elongate this mad to four or five counts. Okay? All right, now the fifth verse. In this verse, again, we have two madul munfasils. One is on the wala antum, and another one is on the ma a'budu. Now I'm going to recite this verse, and I'm going to extend the duration of this mad to five vowel counts. Okay? ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. Okay, now we're going to recite the last verse and say تلقى الله. The last verse doesn't have a mad.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad Reza, for coming. And thank you, listeners, for staying with us. Till next time, fi amanallah.